لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد، وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. It's the day of judgment, and we are all waiting together to be called one by one by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be judged. And the first person who is called up is someone who was a shaheed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls him forward. He is a martyr, and we all saw him as someone who gave his life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds him of his favors that he had bestowed upon him. And this shaheed, he acknowledges the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks him that, what did you do to express gratitude for these favors that I gave you? And he says that قَاتَلْتُ فِيكَ حَتَّى اشْتُشْهِدْتُ, that I fought, I struggled in your cause until I was martyred. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds in a way that perhaps we are not expecting. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَذَبْتَ, you have lied. وَلَكِنَّكَ قَاتَلْتَ لِأَنْ يُقَالْ جَرِيءٍ, that you fought in the way of Allah, in my way, so that people may call you courageous. That is the reason why you did this. فَقَدْ قِيلٍ, and they have done so. You struggled, you fought, not for me, but because you wanted people to say that you are a courageous person. And they have done so. It's done. And then the command will be issued by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding him, and he will be dragged on his face and thrown into the fire. The next person, the second person, to be called up will be someone who had acquired and imparted knowledge of the Quran. Someone who we see as being knowledgeable, a great reciter, a great scholar, someone who speaks eloquently about the Quran perhaps. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind him of his favors upon him. And this person will acknowledge these favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah azza wa jal will ask him, what did you do to express gratitude for it? And he will reply that, I acquired knowledge and taught it, and I recited the Quran for your sake. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, like the first one, كَذَبْتَ, you have lied. وَلَكِنَّكَ تَعَلَّمْتَ الْعِلْمَ لِيُقَالَ عَالِمٌ وَقَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ لِيُقَالَ هُوَ قَارِئٌ فَقَدْ قِيلٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, you have lied. You acquired knowledge so that people might call you a learned person, so that they may call you an alim. And you recited the Qur'an so that they may call you a qari, a reciter. فَقَدْ قِيلْ, and they have done so. It has been said about you. And the command will be issued about him also, and he will be dragged on his face and thrown into the hellfire. The third person, the next person who will be called up, will be a man who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made affluent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him in this life. And Allah has given him plenty of wealth, and he will be brought forward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also remind him of his favors upon him, and the man will acknowledge them, that yes, Ya Rab, you did bestow these favors upon me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him also, what did you do to express gratitude for it? And the man will reply that I did not neglect any of the ways that you liked wealth to be spent liberally for your sake. I was generous. Every single way possible to earn your pleasure, I gave in that way. With all the wealth that you gave me, I spent, and I spent it liberally, generously, for your sake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, كَذَبْتَ. You have lied. وَلَكِنَّكَ فَعَلْتَ لِيُقَالْ هُوَ جَوَّادْ فَقَدْ قِيلْ. You did it so that people might call you generous. فَقَدْ قِيلْ. And they have done so, they have said this about you. And the command will then be issued about him, and he will also be dragged on his face and thrown into the hellfire. My brothers and sisters, in this worldly life, these three individuals will be seen, or are seen, as great people, doing great things, great sacrifices for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how they are currently being perceived in this worldly life. This is how people are seeing them. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us about what is yet to come. And in each of these cases, they did do the action. It's not that they didn't do it. They did. The shaheed, he was a mujahid who gained shahada in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The alim and the qari, yes, he did recite the Quran and share the knowledge and recited it beautifully. And this generous person, he was generous in this world. He did give out of the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with. So great actions, but the intention was corrupt. What was corrupt? The intention. The niyyah was corrupted for personal fame, to show off, to look good in the eyes of people. And on top of that, they also lied to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody can fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may be able to fool every single person in this world, but no one can ever fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they lied in the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And both of these things are unacceptable. Regarding the fact that these people wanted to be praised, and it is stated for each faqat qil, that each of them got the praise from people that they desired. Mullah Ali Qari, he notes in his commentary, Mirqat al-Mafatih, that وَفِيهِ إِشَارَةٌ إِلَىٰ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ عَمِلَ لِأَيِّ غَرْدٍ يَكُونَ. It is the hint in it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not waste the reward of the doer, regardless of the purpose or the intent. When a person does a good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not waste or allow the reward to go to waste. They will get what they intended. As Allah Azza wa Jal tells us in Surah Ash-Shura, ayah number 20, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الْآخِرَةِ نَزِدْ لَهُ فِي حَرْثِهِ وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. Whoever desires the harvest of the hereafter of the Akhirah, we will increase their harvest. If that is the intention, the objective is the hereafter, that reward, that harvest will be increased. And whoever desires the harvest of the world, or only the harvest of the world, we will give them some of it, but they will have no share in the hereafter. And this is what we are seeing in this narration. Brothers, if you can kindly please move forward and fill in all the gaps. Maybe sit a little bit closer, inshallah, so we can make space for brothers coming in. Jazakumullahu khairan. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever desires only to be seen by people, then Allah will make him seen. Whoever desires to be seen by people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him seen, because that's what he wants. Whoever desires only to be heard by people, then Allah will make him heard. So whatever the intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant what the person is intending. Now my brothers and sisters, we know, Allah azza wa jal tells us in the Quran, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ, that indeed, shirk, association with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a great injustice. لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ It is a great wrong, a great oppression, a great injustice. وَمَن يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ افْتَرَى إِثْمًا عَظِيمًا And the one who associates others with Allah has certainly fabricated a tremendous sin. So we know that shirk, associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is something which is very serious, something which every single person needs to avoid. But when we think of shirk, what do we think of? We think of people worshipping idols. We think of people worshipping or believing in multiple gods, which is true. But that's not the only type of shirk that we have been warned about. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِنَّ أَخْوَفَ مَا أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ الشِّرْكُ الْأَصْغَرُ That verily what I fear most for you is the lesser shirk, the smaller shirk, the lesser idolatry. And the companions asked, وَمَا الشِّرْكُ الْأَصْغَرُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ That what is this lesser shirk, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam clarified, responded, الرِّيَاء This is showing off. يقول الله عز وجل لهم يوم القيامة إذا جزي الناس بأعمالهم That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to them who show off اذهبوا إلى الذين كنتم تراؤون في الدنيا فانظروا هل تجدون عندهم جزاء Go to those whom you wish to show off in the world and look for your reward for them, for with them. If you're looking to show off and please people, and you were doing actions so that they think highly of you and they praise you, why are you looking for a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Go to the people you were doing it for and seek your reward from them. And the seriousness, my brothers and sisters, is highlighted by the fact that this was more feared by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam even than his fear for al-Masih al-Dajjal. The Prophet ﷺ said, Shall I not tell you about what I fear for you more than the presence of the Antichrist of Masih al-Dajjal? So the companion said, Of course, Bala. So he said, Ash-shirk al-Khafi. What I fear for you more than Dajjal is this hidden shirk, this hidden idolatry, that a man, أن يقوم الرجل يصلي فيزين صلاته لما يرى من نظر رجل That a man stands for prayer, he stands for salah, and beautifies his prayer because he sees another person looking at him. This is what I fear more, or this is the shirk al-asghar, and this is, or al-shirk al-khafi rather in this case, which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said he fears more for us than the fitna of Dajjal, which is a great fitna that all the Prophets alayhi wasallam warned their people about. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. As we have discussed previously, my brothers and sisters, this is also from the characteristics of the munafiqun, of the hypocrites. As Allah azza wa jal tells us in Surah An-Nisa, وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا And when they stand for prayer, they stand lazily. What do? They stand lazily, showing themselves to the people, showing off to people that they are praying and not remembering Allah except a little bit. They do remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but qalil, a little bit. This is from the characteristics of the munafiqun. And Allah azza wa jal also tells us, الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَعُونَ سُرَةُ الْمَعُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us regarding those who make show of their deeds. My brothers and sisters, we live in a time of superficiality and deep fakes. We live in a time of extreme superficiality. It's not that people in the past didn't want to show off, didn't have the desire to show off, or didn't, you know, want fame. Of course, this is a human weakness and a human tendency which we all have to fight against inside of ourselves. But especially nowadays, there is more and more motivation for people to be fake. Genuineness is going away from people, from society. Less and less people, fewer and fewer people are genuine. More and more fake. Whether it's for, you know, for profit, whether it is for, you know, fame, for feeding that desire to be known, or for that insecurities to see people that are, or insecurities that are quelled by people speaking highly of us, or the desire for likes, or profit models, right? The more likes you get, the more money you get from YouTube, the more revenue you will get from Instagram. So we live in a world of superficiality. All those videos that are coming up on your reels, many of them, they're all staged. Thousands of people liking them. Well, it's fake. It's staged. It's so you watch it and the creators get revenue. It's simple as that. Right? So we're living in an age of superficiality and deep fakes. And sadly, my brothers and sisters, even good deeds and good actions are also impacted by this sad phenomenon of fakeness. So you see all this, it looks good, but it's hollow on the inside, right? It's just a facade. We are not in a position to judge the actions of others, or the intentions, rather, of others, except for based on what is apparent, right? So we don't judge the intentions. Nobody knows what is in the heart of a person. And we should not go into that territory of judging people's intentions, because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is in the heart of the person. But if we need to judge, we base on what is apparent. But what we are able to ensure is that we ourselves don't become of such people. That we ourselves protect ourselves from this phenomenon. So our policy should be, my brothers and sisters, that we try to hide our good deeds unless there is a need or there is a benefit in doing it publicly. Right? You cannot say, I'm going to offer my salah at home and not in jama'ah because I don't want to show off. Why? Because this goes against the command and the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for you to offer salah in jama'ah. So you cannot, that's a flawed logic. If you give charity, nobody wants to raise their hands when we're fundraising. Ramadan is coming. Huh? Nobody wants to raise their hands. MashaAllah, very good. Yes, there is virtue absolutely in giving very, very secretly. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. You know, we have this in our community that people are shy to make it known publicly. But at times there is benefit in doing so. And when there is benefit and your intention is clean, you can, and indeed you should, raise your hand. Because it will encourage others, inshaAllah. And you're not doing it for showing off. And you're clear in your heart that that is not your intention. It will motivate others. And it's, subhanAllah, I've seen that. I was just doing a fundraiser on Sunday for Abrar School. Right, mashaAllah, one person raises their hand, second person, third, you get the ball rolling. Right, people get motivated and they get inspired. Right, so there's benefit in doing that. Right, same thing with volunteering. You know, you say, I'm not going to volunteer because I don't want to show off. No. How's the masjid going to run? How's the good work going to happen in the community if nobody volunteers? Right. So put yourself forward when there is a need, there is a benefit, there is a requirement, but just do it with the right intention. Examine our true intention, my brothers and sisters. Do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Now, this can be scary for the true believers. Right. So what should be the response? What should be the response? Should we leave doing of good? It should be clear, my brothers and sisters, these warnings should not stop us from doing good deeds. The point is not to say that you should not do any good deeds. Some people think too logically, you know. They say, well, if I do some good deeds, I will get some reward, but the risk of shirk is even greater. So logically, you know, I should be more afraid of shirk, so I'll just stop doing the good deeds so that I don't fall into shirk. Yeah. This is not what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. You know, don't use your logic too much. It gets us into trouble sometimes. Okay, you follow what Allah said and what His Messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay. So don't stop from doing good. This is a trick of shaitan to stop the believers from doing good. He doesn't want you to do good deeds. So he's going to put this thought, this waswasa in your mind, that I'm afraid of this shirkul khafi and I'm scared of the shirkul asghar and I don't want to do it because, you know, I'm so scared of it, I'm just not going to do any good. You're allowing shaitan to win. You're allowing shaitan to win. You're falling into his trap. Do the good deed, but regularly check your intention. And if you find some corruption, purify it. Remind yourself, these are the warnings. I don't want to do it for anyone else. I'm scared of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm doing it only for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal because I love Allah. And that is why I'm doing it. And keep reminding yourself. Khalas. And Fudail ibn Iyad, rahmatullahi alayhi, spoke harsh words to those who abandoned performing good works because of people. says, تَرْكُ الْعَمَلِ مِنْ أَجْلِ النَّاسِ رِيَاءً. That abandoning good deeds, abandoning deeds because of the people is showing off. Huh? Abandoning deeds because of people is showing off. وَالْعَمْلُ مِنْ أَجْلِ النَّاسِ شِرْكٍ. And performing deeds for their sake is shirk. وَالْإِخْلَاسُ أَنْ يُعَافِيَكَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمَا. Sincerity is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects you from both. So do good, but be sincere. Same thing with لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Why do you say that which you do not do? So the scholars tell us, it doesn't mean that you stop doing the good, or stop saying what is good. Right? Say, instruct people to do what is good, but also do it yourself. Don't be like, oh, I'm not doing it myself, so you know what, I'm just going to stop saying it, and that's it, and I'm going to be happy with not doing it and not saying it. No. Say it, but then make that a motivation for doing it also. Right? So do good, and there's a dua as a remedy, because the Prophet ﷺ said, O people, beware of the shirk, this form of shirk, for it is more subtle than the footsteps of an ant. More subtle than the footsteps of an ant. That's how minute it is. How are you going to know the footsteps of an ant? That's how small it is. So, one of the people, he said, Ya Rasulullah, how can we be aware of it when it is more subtle than the footsteps of an ant? It's so tiny, how can we know? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the remedy. He said, قُولُوا أَلَّهُمَّ إِنَّا نَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ أَن نُشْرِكَ بِكَ شَيْئًا نَعْلَمُهُ وَنَسْتَغْفِرُكَ لِمَا لَا نَعْلَمُ. Say this dua, that, O Allah, we seek refuge with you from knowingly associating anything with you, and we seek your forgiveness for that which we do unknowingly. So make this dua, اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من أن نشرك بك شيئا نعلمه ونستغفرك لما لا نعلم. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us forgiveness. So my brothers and sisters, especially as we enter the month of Ramadan, and we try to do this checkup beforehand. You know, last week we talked about our salah. So today it's about our intention. The intention is one of the things to pay close attention to, because innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat, it dictates how your action is received by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and its impact. So whatever you do, good inshaAllah, mashaAllah, tabarakAllah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase, Allahumma zid fazid, but check the intention first, because that is the foundation. If the foundation is weak, is corrupt, is broken, then the rest of the building upon that you build upon it will also be corrupt and weak. So check the intention before doing what is good, and then go ahead and do the good. Don't just check the intention and get scared and stop. Okay, that's not the message. What people think is meaningless. What people think, good or bad, is meaningless. What matters is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thinks. And one way to check is to do it just as well or even better when you're alone. This is one of the ways we diagnose ourselves. That if I offer salah in front of people, and I compare it to my salah in private, is there a difference? Is my salah in front of people more longer, nicer, more beautiful than my salah in private? If it is, then there's a problem. If there is, then there is a problem. So keep checking the intention regularly. If you find any diversion, correct it. Don't stop. Correct the intention. Have the right intention in the beginning. Check the intention in the middle. And when you end, also check your intention. Okay? And if you find any diversion, correct it. Just reassure yourself, renew your say, no, this is the reason why I'm doing it. I'm doing it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because in the end, it's the sincerity and the effort that matters. And if someone praises you for doing good and you were not seeking it, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that is tilka ajilu bushra al-mu'min. That is the portion of the glad tidings for the believer, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given for the believer. Okay, so if you're not seeking it and people praise you, it doesn't mean that you should stop the action, you're doing something wrong. Alhamdulillah, that is something good that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you. So you accept it graciously and you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. We ask Allah azza wa jal for guidance, for sincerity and protection against this, against all forms of shirk, but especially this form of shirk. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the right intention and acceptance for all of our deeds, especially through the month of Ramadan. Ameen wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We'll take a few moments, inshaAllah, and then we will continue.